Everyone see who's coming? That's it. Okay. All aboard. Coming aboard. Okay. Sure. And there is a mitzvah of Biur HaMaisris. Every 7th year is Shemitah. And then the Shemitah, you're not allowed to plant anything and nothing grows. If you didn't plant, nothing is going to grow in the vegetable. And the 6 years that you do work, so it's divided into 3 years and 3 years. The first 2 years, you mafresh truma gedola, maaser rishon, maaser sheni. The 3rd year, you mafresh maaser ani. Then you have from Rosh Hashanah till Erev Pesach to give away all the matonis. That's called Shas HaBiur. You have a half a year. Then in Erev Pesach, you recite what the Mishnah calls Vidur Maisa. Why is it called Vidur Maisa? The farmer says, I did everything I was supposed to do. Vidur, usually you admit that you did something wrong. You did an Avera. So why is it called Vidur Maisa? So the Tosfos Yontif tries to break his head on that. Why is it called Vidur Maisa? Some have Gemishna, some have the Girsa and the Mishnah. So it's called, we call it Mikra Bikurim. When the farmer brings Bikurim, he recites Arami Avirabi. But some have the Girsa and Mishnah. That's called Vidui Bikurim. Why is that called Vidui Bikurim? We don't know. Well, what does Vidui mean? Okay. So in the Vidur Maiser, that the farmer says, if he observed all the dinim, if he can't say with a straight face, not, he says, Asisi Kochal Shet Sivisani. If it's not true, then he doesn't say the Vidur Maiser. He has to do the Bira Maiser. He has to give away the Truma Gedolah, the Maiser Rishon, and eat up the Maiser Sheni before Pesach. So when he says the Vidur Maiser, he says, La'achal to be oidim imenu. I did not eat the Maiser Sheni in the state of Aninas. Aaron HaKohen says, it says in Parsha Shemini, and he asks, why Madu Alachaltam as a Chatas Bimkoim HaKodesh? Hein Lehuvas Dom Alachodesh Pnima? Why didn't they eat the Chatas? So Aaron HaKohen says that it's a Kalvachemer. Madach, my Susheni, you're not allowed to eat in the state of Aninus. The Kalvachemer Kochmi, you're not allowed to eat in the state of Aninus. And somehow this didn't occur to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why the Zohar has a comment on that pasuk. The Bir Agro quotes from the Zohar that Moshe Rabbeinu represents Torah Shebichsav and Aaron HaKohen represents Torah Shebalpeh, because Aaron HaKohen made the Kal V'chomer. The Kal V'chomer is one of the Yudgim Midrash Torah Nidresh has been, that's Torah Shebalpeh. So the din is that an einan is not allowed to eat maaser sheni. That's the pasuk la'achal to be oidim imenu. I didn't eat maaser sheni in the state of aninus, and it's a kal v'chomer of Aaron that now it became Torah shebichsav. Now the Rebbe Shlomo told Moshe Rabbeinu put it down in the chumash, the story. But originally, initially, it was a chunk of Torah shebalpeh, kal v'chomer of Aaron HaKohen. And then also the Gemara, the Mishnah has a couple of years ago, the students always vote what they want to learn in the June's month. So a couple of years ago they decided they want to learn Zvachim. So we learned Ezem Mekoyman, we finished Ezem Mekoyman, and then we started the second parak. So the first Mishnah in the second parak in Zvachim says that the first Mishnah says, all the psulim, all the Quranim who are pasul, the balmum, and so on, einan mechusik kipurim, they're allowed a shecht. They're allowed a shecht kabbal. It's called shechitik sheir bazar. So you don't have any restrictions. But the second parak in Zvachim says, kol hazvachim, the kabbalas adam, shekiblu damam, zar einan tfulyon mechusik kipurim, mechusik begodim, shlo mechusik yadayim raglam, oral tam yoshev, Amir Agabi Kelim, Agabi Behem, Agabi Rego Chavero. It lists off all the people who are possible to do Avoidus. So an Oinen is possible to do Kabbalah Saddam, Kabbalah Halacha Zrika, and Haktorah Zemurim, but it's not possible to do Shechita because Shechita Ksher Bizar. You don't need Kahuna and you don't need Hershe Kahuna. So on the Mishnah, Rashi writes there, Oinen calls Manshala Nikbar Hames. Up until the Gvuri has a din of an Oinen. This is a very difficult Rashi because it's not correct. It's not correct because the Gemara said Beferish on Daf Kuf on the base. We had it already. We had the Gemara, the end of the first Perek. The Gemara says, what happened? Rabbi Gamliel Rochas Laila Harishon Shemesa Ishtom. Where was that? No, not the end of the first parak, the end of the second parak. And after Tezayin and Beis, the end of the second parak. Rabbi Gamliel Rachatz Laila Harishin Shenesa Ishta Amrla Tamidim and Maratan Rabbein Avalas Lichatz. He says, "Eini Kishar Beni Adam Istid in Sani." He has a heter. The Gemara says, "My time at the Rabbi Gamliel." The Gemara right after the Mishnah on Tezayin and Beis. Kosov Aninus Laila Drabbanan. There's a machloikas. It says in Zvochim and Daf Kufam and Beis Tzadik Tesav and Beis Kufam and Beis. Machloikas Satanoim, whether Aninus Laila is the Reis of the Rabbon. When is there Machloikas Aninus Laila? It means someone died and he was buried the same day. Someone died at 8 o'clock in the morning. He buried him 4 o'clock in the afternoon. 4 o'clock is almost Kiyah. Okay. 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And then still, he's still not allowed to eat Karbonas at night. He's still not allowed to eat Maaseh Sheni at night. That's Aninus Laila. So that's a machloikis, but that din, Aninus Laila is the Reis of the Rabbanon. If they didn't bury him yet until tomorrow morning, he died today, 8 o'clock in the morning. If they don't bury him until tomorrow, usually you're not allowed to be Melin as Hameis. But Helene Luchvodo is Mutter. If you expect more people, if you think, if you'll postpone the funeral till tomorrow, more people will show up. So then you're allowed to be Melin as Hameis. But they usually do. They rarely bury a person the same day that he dies because you want to be Mechaber the Meis to get more people to come. Years ago they didn't have the little village, so they notified everybody and Shoen, everybody knows. Today you have telephones, so you call up everybody in the world, internet, whatever, so you notify everybody and all the children come for Arba Kamfazot and come from New Zealand, from Australia, from California, from Eretz Yisrael. They come from all over. So if you're mailing the Meis, Aninus Laila will be there, I said. The whole machlokes only is if they buried the mace today on the same day, till the end of the day, for sure is Aninus is there, I said. That you're not allowed to eat Maaseh Sheni, and you're not allowed to be makor karbanos, and you're not allowed to eat kochim. The machlokes with Aninus Laila there, I said, is if they already did the kvura today, on the Yom HaMisa, Hashem Malach. If they did the kvur already today, whether Aninus Laila is the Reis of the Rabbanon. So that Rashi is problematic. That Rashi is a problematic Rashi. There's such a Rashi in Megillah, also in the first parak of Megillah, so the Turi Evan asks on Rashi. It's against the Gemara Daf Kuf in Zvachim. It's Beferish. The Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis writes in three places like Rashi. That Oinen is not allowed to eat Korbonus, Oinen is not allowed to eat Maaseh Sheni. He says like Rashi up until the kvur. So there was a Maaseh Shehoya. Rabbi Soloveitchik was studying in University of Berlin the same time as the Lubavitcher Rebbe. So they knew each other from then. They weren't so friendly, but they knew each other from then. I think someone just put out a book, the Rav and the Rebbe. I didn't have a chance to look at the book yet. I would have bought a copy, but it sells for $35. So I don't think it's worth $35. So I didn't buy it. But so they're trying to make out that they're the best of friends and so on. They had very little shaykhs with each other. I don't think they were the best of friends. But when the Lubavitcher Rebbe was sitting shiva for his mother, first his mother died and later his wife died years later, so he was sitting shiva for his mother. So Rabbi Soloveitchik went to be Menachem Ovel. So they were talking and learning Hilchas Avelos. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe said, "You're not allowed to talk and learning, but Hilchas Avelos you're allowed to." So the Babaji Rebbe said over, the Rambam says that Oinen and not allowed to eat Maaseh Sheni is only up until the Kvur. Rabbi Soloveitchik said there is no such Rambam. So he said, no, it's a Beferish Rambam. So he said, there is no such Rambam. So he said, I'll show you where it is. So he started to get up to go get the Gemara. Rabbi Soloveitchik says he pushed him down. He pushed his shoulders down. He said, don't bother looking. There is no such Rambam. So the next week, after the Shiva was up, the Rebbe sent a letter to Rabbi Soloveitchik. The Rambam is in three places in the Pirush HaMishnayis. In the Mishnah Torah, it's not. Rabbi Soloveitchik knew the Mishnah Torah, didn't know the Pirush HaMishnayis. So the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis and the printed Gemaras that we have says like that in three different places. But Kapach put out a new translation. A new translation from the Arabic, and he had in the manuscript of the Rambam, in all three places, the Rambam himself corrected it. He changed it. So he said, we're both right. And the old editions, and the standard editions of the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis and the back of the Gemara, the Rebbe said over what it said. And Kapach said that the Rambam himself changed the Nusach, that he corrected it. Because it's against the Gemara. It's a Beferish Adin that Misha Meso Misha Mesa Muta Lefonim is not allowed to eat Basa V'yayin. He's not allowed to do mitzvahs. That's the opening Mishnah in the third parak of Maseches Brochas. That's only Misha Mesa Muta Lefonim. After the Kvura, right away he's Muta Basa V'yayin. And he's Mukhiv to do mitzvahs. Not only Muta Basa V'yayin. Some Rishonim say that the Sudas Havra is the first meal that the Oval eats after the Kvura. So there is a Gemara in Sanhedrin Dafayim where the Gemara quotes a Pasuk from Mishlei, I think, that the Nivar Yain Ella the Nachem Boyas Avelim, that why the reason to have Yain from the days of Adam Arishon. That's what they write in the books. They realized from the Mamish from 6,000 years ago, wine already existed. So the Gemara says, La Nivar Yain Ella the Nachem Boyas Avelim. The reason why the Rabban Shalom taught men to figure out how to make wine is to be, when you have an aggravation, so you take a little bit alcoholic beverage and you don't get drunk, stone drunk, but you relax a little bit. I remember once we were on vacation in the mountains in Tannersville, and there was a fellow there whose parents were Jewish. They used to come to shul every Shabbat, and he was not religious. He was brought up in the mountains, so there was no yeshiva, there was no Jewish education for him. So when his mother died, that was like the end of the world for him. So they made a Jewish burial, and the rabbi said a hesped, the rabbi from the community said a hesped. And then by the time we made up, we're going to daven mincha in the Oval's home, and he's going to say Kaddish, it was absolutely stone drunk. No one gave him any sudas avra. No one gave him schnapps in the sudas avra. It was absolutely drunk. It wasn't shaykh. He couldn't say Kaddish. Wasn't shaykh to say anything. So the rabbi said Kaddish instead of him. The Torah doesn't mean that the Oval should get drunk like that. It means you should drink a little bit to relax your tension. Some Rishonim say that more correct is that the Suda Savra should be Basa V'yayin, a Suda Chashuva, a Choshev meal, not to give bagels and lox. Bagels and lox, okay, but it should be flesh also. It should be Basa V'yayin, a Suda Chashuva. So the din is that the Misha Mesim Lut Telefonim is also the Basa V'yayin and also to do mitzvahs, that's only up until the Kvura. After the Kvura, the first day, it's already, there's no Issa Basa V'yayin. How come in the 9 days is an Issa Basa V'yayin? If there's no Issa in Avel, it's only Misha Mesim Lut Telefonim. The whole 9 days is like Misha Mesim Lut Telefonim. No, it's a different thing. The Mara has on the end of, the last, towards the very end of Perek Cheskes Habatim, the Gemara says, after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, some of the Balabatim raised a question by the Rabbanim, maybe they should prohibit eating Basa V'yayin, because we have the right to eat Basa V'yayin, because Mondays of Beis HaMikdash, we bring Karbonis of Basa on the Mizbech, and Yayin, you pour down Nisach HaYayin, and down the Mizbech, down the Shisen, and down the pipes and the Mizbech. But if we're not giving Karbonis to the Rabbanim Shlom, so maybe it's not right that we should drink Basa V'yayin. So the Chachamim said, if that's the logic, if you're going to make such a gzera, then you have to ask for water, because they used to bring nisach hamayim on sukkahs, then you have to ask for bread and cake and cookies, because they brought menochas and Beis HaMikdash. So that would make life impossible. So they said, that's a gzera shen rei batzi b'cholam l'anabai. So the minig developed, the women who were in charge of the kitchen, the women developed the minig that the 9 days you can survive. To make a gzera that you're not allowed to eat basa v'yayin all year long, that's Ein Rei Batzi B'Yicholim L'Amabot. But to make a minig, to start a minig, that for 9 days of the year, some Rishonim had the minig for the 3 weeks, others only had the minig, we only have the minig for the 9 days. What's an Erev Tisha B'Av? An Erev Tisha B'Av by the Sudam of Sekas, it says you're not allowed to have Bosa, you're not allowed to have Yain. That's a Mishnah. That's a real din. That's not just a minig. So why is that? So Rav Dovla Soloveitchik has in his Sefer, on the Rambam, he thinks that it's Kemisha Mesimut Lefonov. Because the Gemara there in the end of Tainus has an expression, Rabbi Yudib Rabbi Loi was eating the Suda HaMafsekes, and he was so dead serious, he was so in a state of Avelus over the Churban Beis HaMikdash, it was Daima Olav Kemisha Mesimu Telefonov. He was in such a dreary mood as if a close relative had just died. Rabbi Avelos Soloveitchik takes it that's the din, that Suda HaMafsekes has a din like Misha Mesa Mutalafan. So Rav Soloveitchik was not happy with that Dvar Torah. He thought that it was not correct because the Rabbeinu Tam says over here, we're going to get to at the end of this long Tosfos, Yud Ches Amud Aleph, the last 10 lines in Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam's sister, Rabbeinu Tam had a sister. Rabbeinu Tam was a human being, number one. He had a sister. And sister lived in a different city. So when the sister died, they notified him on Matzoi Shabbos. And he ate Basar V'Yayin because he felt, even though it was before the Kvura, and he was going to go to the Kvura, he says, the din is that she was married. And the husband is Mukhayev. That's one of the Shibudi Haksuba. The husband is Mukhayev to take care of the Kvura. So since the husband is Mukhayev, so the brother was not Mukhayev. So the only time, the Issa Basar V'Yayin is not a Neo Gavelos, that Misha Mesa Mutalapanov is a Madrega of Avelos, and in that state of Avelos also the Basar V'Yayin. No, is we're afraid, he's the one who's Mechuyev in Kfuras Ameis, we're afraid he may get so involved. If he's going to eat a salami sandwich and just have a little bit of wine, he's not going to get carried away with anything. But we're afraid, if we leave Basar, he may get so involved in eating the Basar, may get so involved in drinking the Yayin, he's not going to be metapel in the Kfuras Ameis, so he'll be mezalzel. He won't hurry. He's supposed to try to bury the mace kavetik b'rena b'yamahu before the shkia on the same day. So it's because we're afraid he's mechuyev to do kvura. He said, Beis HaMikdash, what kvura? Beis HaMikdash was destroyed almost 2,000 years ago. So by us, he can't say that the Issa Basar V'Yayin by the Suda Mafsekes is because we're going to get carried away with the Basar V'Yayin. We're not going to take care of the kvura. There's no kvura. We're not going to take care of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. We can't take care of Binyan Beis HaMikdash all year long. What are you going to do on the Erev Tisha B'Av? There's nothing to take care of. So this the Issa Basar V'Yayin is not because Misha Mesa Mutalafon. Misha Mesa Mutalafon is because it's going to be Mizalzel. We're afraid it may be Mizalzel in the Choyva Sakvur. But on Erev Tisha B'Av, it's a different halacha. He can't have a Suda Chashuva. Can't have a B'Kavah Dikamil for the Suda HaMavsek. So that's why Basar V'Yayin is us. It's nothing to do with Misha Mesa Mutalafon. That was Rav Soloveitchik's time. Adavad HaSoloveitchik is a whole fantastic interpretation in the Rif. Based on this assumption that the Suda Mavsekas has a din like Aninas. Anyway, so in Yerideya, the end of Yerideya, you have all the dinim, that every section of Shulchan Aruch is based on a different Rishon, like the beginning of Yerideya, Chelek Alf Yerideya, is all straight from the Rashbos Torah Sabayis. Everything is based on the Rashbos Torah Sabayis. And there are many Simonim Mechosh Mishpot that are straight from the Sefer HaTrumos. There's a Sefer HaTrumah by the Rabbeinu Baruch, Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam. Tosfos quotes from every so often from the Sefer HaTrumah. Sefer HaTrumah is like a thin little Sefer, like a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. But he adds on his original opinions. And so Tosfos quotes every so often from the Sefer HaTrumah. But then there's a Sefer HaTrumos by a Talmud of the Ramban, a totally different Rishon. He has all the dinim of adrachtas and all kinds of things. You can know all of Shas and you never heard of the things that he's talking about. And Didi Maminus, some big chunks of Chosh Mishpot are straight from the Sefer HaTrumos. So they're different sections in the Shulchan Aruch. Most of the Shulchan Aruch is straight from the Rambam. And every so often there's a section, a part of Shulchan Aruch, that's from another Rishon. So the end of Yerideya, that's all from the Ramban and Torah Sa'odim. Ramban was a doctor and he wrote a whole Sefer Torah Sa'odim, where he writes about when the baby is born, what are you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for, and straighten out the baby, and what's Pikoch Nefesh, and when the baby grows up, what are you allowed to do on Shabbos, what are you not allowed to do on Shabbos, all the different dinim. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Simishin Chavches, Hilchas Chayla B'Shabbos, so the Shulchan Aruch quotes four different opinions, exactly what you're allowed to do, when you're allowed to violate the Rabbanos, the Raisins, and it says, Halacha Kedeya Hashlishis, the din is like the Ramban, is the Deya Hashlishis. So the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch never had the Ramban, the Magen Avraham never had a Ramban. It was Rabbi Zalman Meltzer printed in Europe, he printed it from the manuscript. Now we have better manuscripts, and now we have the Ramban Torah Sodom. So now we know the Magen Avraham misunderstood a couple of things there, because he didn't have the Ramban. Now we have the Ramban. So that section, the whole Hilchas Roifim, when is the doctor, to what extent is the doctor allowed to treat patients, and what's the din if the doctor is not successful and the patient dies, he has all the din in ripping kriya and observing shiva and Shlosha Miyid Beis Chodesh, the whole end of Yerideya, the whole last 60 Simonim or so, is all based on the Rabban in the Torah Sa'odim. So the day Misha Mesim Mutalaponim is called Hilchas Aninas. That's called Hilchas Aninas. So Rav Soloveitchik said it's really a misnomer. The Rishonim over here on the Daf ask, how come over here he's only also the boss of a yayin calls Mancha Mesim Mutalaponov? He's only also to do mitzvahs Mishim Bez Mancha Mesim Mutalaponov. How come when I get to the prohibition of to be earning men or not to eat my Sushani in the state of Aninas and not to eat Karbonis and not to be Makro Karbonis? Even Aninas Laila, even after the Kfura, there's a din of Aninas Laila, Machlekes, was the Raisa the Rabbanan, and on the same day, for sure it's the Raisa, up until the end of the day, even though the Kfura was at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the end of the day, for sure it's an Isa the Raisa. How come there's a discrepancy? How come there's a difference? So the Rishonim work on that Kasha, the Taisus of Yudas Elyon and the Taisus of Harash, they all work on that Kasha. They say that it's a question, it's a difference. Rav Soloveitchik thought that it's two different dinim. He thought that it's a misnomer in Yerideya. It really shouldn't be called Hilchas Aveila. It shouldn't be called Hilchas Aninas. He said it should really be called Hilchas Misha Mesa Mutalafonos. But that's too long. So he wrote a kitzer, Hilchas Aninas, but he said it's not at all. They're unrelated dinim. This dinim, Misha Mesa Mutalafonos, is only Kodem HaKfur. After the Kfur, all the dinim go off. And the other din is a din of Aninus. Aninus, even Aninus Laila, is even after the Kfura. Aninus Osa Yom is Deraisa, and maybe Aninus Laila is also Deraisa. That's the Machlokes on the previous daf, on Tezayin Amabes. So that's how the Perek begins. Mishmes Muta Lefanov has two dinim. One din Osa Bebosa Beyayin, because that's going to... We're afraid he may be nimshach achar achilosoi. That's the bottom line. Ein oichel basav ein oshoyse yayin. Ein amesav yochel. He doesn't eat behaseba. He's not allowed to eat behaseba. B'zman hazeh nobody eats behaseba. Even on Pesach night, we eat the matzah behaseba. It's annoying. Okay, we're so not used to eating behaseba. So b'zman hazeh, does that have any relevance? Ein amesav yochel. So on Shulchan Aruch it says, Haseba means that you're eating in a very relaxed fashion, you're taking your time. So even though Bizman Hazeh nobody eats the Haseba, but Eina Mesa V'yechol means you shouldn't eat a full meal. The Oval has to eat, he does not have to fast. Let's say he finds out a relative died and is going to travel for a couple of hours till he goes to attend the funeral. So you're going to say he's not allowed to eat anything, so he's allowed to eat, but he shouldn't eat a full meal. Well, five different courses and a dessert and everything. You should eat whatever is necessary. The bare minimum you should eat. You shouldn't eat a full meal. You shouldn't eat many different courses. Just eat that you shouldn't be starving. So that's the din of Eina Meisa V'yochel. And then the din is that he doesn't do Pat Mikriyashma Min Atfilam Atfilam Kal Mitzvah Muris Bater. What is that based on? The Rashi says it's like Chosin. The first Rashi in the Perek says, it's like a chosin, the potter from Kriyashma, Mishum Tir did the mitzvah. Yeah, where do you have chosin potter from Kriyashma? That was the end of the previous parak, the end of the second parak. Here, Tezayinim and Aleph. Chosin potter from Kriyashma, Laila, Risha, Matzoy, Shabbosim, Loyosa, Maisa, Maisa, Rabbi Gamliel, that he did recite Kriyashma, but usually you say that it's Mechziki Yuhara. That it's not proper. You're not supposed to. You put them in Kriyashma. Why you put them in Kriyashma? Because Isaac be mitzvah, put them in a mitzvah. We learned the Gemara had two psukim. Belech tocha b'adem, shiv tocha b'veisech, belech tocha b'adem. B'shev is didoch, and belech is didoch. Why does it say b'shiv tocha? Why does it say belech tocha? The chaf sofis and the two words. B'shev is didoch and lech is didoch. So the first pasuk tells you Isaac be mitzvah, put them in a mitzvah, and the second pasuk tells you even a chosin. Achosin is not really Isaac the mitzvah. He's nervous. He's Torah tier than a mitzvah. He's nervous about the. He's worried how's he going to do that be a rishonim. That also is an extension of the din of Isaac the mitzvah potam and a mitzvah. So Rashi says he's potter. Taisus quotes their Rashi. Let's see. Pata Mikriya Shema, where's the Taisus? Well, first this has a discussion. What is the Seder HaProkim? Yeah, we have Mishemez Muta Lefanov. Then after it, we have the fourth parak is Tfilas HaShachar. So some Shalim have to care. Rashi Goras Mishemez Achat Tfilas HaShachar. And the Rebbe thinks that it's more correct the way we have it. Okay. And then Taisus says, on the bottom Taisus, on Yud Zayin and Beis, Einu Barach Yerushash, Einu Zokuk Levarach. Rashi, we have the second line from the bottom in Rashi. Einu Tzorch Levarach Bichus HaMoitzi. It doesn't say Osir, it says Einu Tzorch Levarach Bichus HaMoitzi. The last two Rashis on Amid Beis. Einu Zokuk, Einu Tzorch Levarach Bichus HaMoitzi. The Einu Tzorch Levarach Bichus HaMoitzi. It means, if he wants to, he may. That's what it says, Mashmu Tech Bivush Hashem Rotzer Levarach Rashoi. And we paskin like Taisus. Taisus quotes a Yerushalmi. Mihu be Yerushalmi klamar against Rashi. And Ratzel lahachmer ain shaym alon. Kach nir aloymar ain mivarch ain mashoy levarch. He's not permitted to say the brach. He's not permitted to do any mitzvahs. Why is he not permitted to do any mitzvahs? So the Taisus doesn't agree with Rashi. Rashi said it's learned out from the pasuk of Chosin Potter. He said belechtecha b'shivtecha b'viseh belechtecha b'aderech. If that's the whole reason, so that's what Taisus writes in Perek HaKaines, that that's only to Yapshe L'Kaim Shneim. If he's busy, he's Isaac in the first mitzvah, then he's Potem from doing the second mitzvah. Let's say he already made a lot of phone calls, and now he's just sitting. Now he's eating a meal. He's allowed to eat. He's not mechuyev to make all the phone calls. He called the funeral home and he called the rabbi to say hespi. He called the Rebbe Kadisha. And now he's hungry. He wants to eat a meal. So while he's eating the meal, he shouldn't say hamoitzi. That's also oisik b'mitzvah, patim on mitzvah. Why is that oisik b'mitzvah? If he's, Rashi says, if he's distraught and he can't concentrate, ein tzarech levarach b'chas hamos, and ein tzarech levarach b'chas hamoitzi. But Taisus holds not so. Even though he's not Oisik B'mitzvah, he's not allowed to. So Taisus in the second Taisus in the Parapotam and Kriyashma. Shalmi Mefarish Taima, not like Rashi, that is based on Chosin, Oisik B'mitzvah, Potam and Amitzvah. If that's the reason why, then according to the Taisus in Perik HaKoines, in Baba Kama Perik HaKoines, what's it doing in Perik HaKoines? The Gemara there in Perik HaKoines has the Machlek, is Rabbah V'Rab Yosef, but the Shomer Aveda is Hashem Achinam, he should really be a Shamachinam. He doesn't get paid any money to watch Shema Aveda, but he's not paid any money. But because of Rabbi Yosef is the one that says, Pruta the Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef holds that he's a Shomer Socher. Rabbi holds that he's a Shamachinam. He doesn't get paid any money. So Machlok is when we show him how to paskin, whether he's a Shamachinam or Shema Socher. So Rabbi Yosef says that he's a Shema Socher because Pruta the Rabbi Yosef. Because if he'll be busy being metapel and Ashavas Aveda, picking it up and shaking out the beged and airing out the sefer every couple of weeks, he has to air out the sefer. He should get fresh air. Shouldn't get ruined. So then if an ani will come at the time that he's busy doing Ashavas Aveda, he won't be obligated to give the ani a pruta. So because he may be marviach a penny at the time that he's doing the Ashavas Aveda, so that patism, that's considered the Shema Sachar. That's considered a Shema Socha, and therefore he's Chayv Gneiv Aveda. If he would have only been a Shema Chinam, he'd only be Chayv Mshia. But according to Rabbi Yosef, because there's a possibility that maybe he'll be Marbiach Pruta, in order, that's what you see from the Gemara, in order to be considered a Shema Socha, you have to get paid at least a Pruta or more. If you get paid Pachas B'Shal Pruta, that's called a Shema Chinam. That's what the Shach quotes in Choshem Mishpat, the Hilchot Shema Socha. Shach quotes that from the Hagos Oshri on Perek HaKainis. You see from that Gemara that if you only paid less than a Shema Pruta, even though, let's say, he agrees to be a Shema for 5 years, and they pay him a Pruta for watching for 5 years, so that makes him a Shema Socha. And if he watches for an hour, and they pay him a Pachas from Shema Pruta, he's not a Shema Socha. He's getting paid more. He gets paid a half a penny to watch for half an hour. That's much more than being paid a Pruta for 5 years, but that's not Locha. That if you get paid less than a Shema Pruta, you're not called a Shema Socha. So it's based on that Gemara, Pruta de Rav Yosef, because the Gemara said Pruta. That's what to think about that also. Why should the shir be a shavah pruta? Okay, some other occasion we'll have to talk about that. So so that's where the Gemara talks about oisik b'mitzvah, potam and ha-mitzvah. So that's what Tosis asked the kasha, if a person is wearing an arba kampis all day long, and the person has a mezuzah on his doorpost all day long, seven days a week, 24 hours a day, every day, so he's potam from all the mitzvahs, because he has a mezuzah on his doorpost and he's wearing tzitzis all the time. So he's potter from all the mitzvahs. They says no. You only potter if it's the efshe l'kaim shneim. You had the Ran and Sukkah disagree, quotes the Tosfos and disagrees with Tosfos. He thinks that if you're oisik in the mitzvah, even if you can do the two mitzvahs, one with the right hand, one with the left hand, you're potter. If you're doing hisaskos, when you're wearing arba kampis and when you have a mezuzah on the doorpost, there is no hisaskos at all in any mitzvah. You're being mekayim the mitzvah, but you're not doing any hisaskos. But if you are doing hisaskos and mitzvah A, even if it's efshel kaim shneim v'vasachas, the Ran thinks not like Tos that you pot. But Tos thinks the only potter if it's the efshel kaim shneim. So that's what Tos is over here disagrees with Rashi. Rashi says that the mishamesim utalafonav is oisik b'mitzvah hu dum yedachasin potem shemtir de mitzvah. And Rashi thinks that if he can pull himself together and he can say a bracha when he's eating the food, so there is no ptura b'oisik b'mitzvah potam and ha-mitzvah. And Tosfos says, based on the Yerushalmi, the second Tosfos in the Perek Potam and Kriyat Shema, Yerushalmi Meforish is based on the pasuk Matisko Seim Tzeis Chonet Seim Kol Yimecha Yecha Yom Shat Ha'isik B'chaim V'lo Yom Shat Ha'isik B'meis Yom Shat Ha'isik B'meisim. So you don't do any mitzvahs. The Pischei Tshuva in Yerideya says that this is only an asmachta. It's not a real din derais. It's only mid derabbanan. Min haTorah, he is chayiv to do all the mitzvahs. How you talking? What do you mean? The rabbis relieve him from observing mitzvahs. Why? How can they do that? Because yesh kerap yachacham lakadon min haTorah b'shevi al tase. Why did they do that? Why did they pater him from doing mitzvahs? So that's what the Yerushalmi has two versions. Here, the bottom Tosfos, Yud Zayin Amud Beis. The second Tosfos in the Perek quotes the Yerushalmi is based on the pasuk. That's an asmachta. And what is the basis of that asmachta? What is it all about? So the bottom Tosfos quotes. Why not? If it's only Oisik the mitzvah, so he's not doing any hisaskos, so why shouldn't he be chayv mitzvah? Two reasons. He wanted them to say kvod shalmeis. So the first reason is it's kvod shalmeis. You demonstrate that you're so distraught over the death of the relative that you can't do any mitzvahs. Kvod shalmeis. The Rav Soloveitchik gave as a mashal the kvod shalmeis. The Rambam writes that the pasuk says in the beginning of Parshish Emor. If it's one of the seven relatives, then it says lo yitama. It says if he has a sister, she's not married. So we had a machlekes Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel. This is one of the three psukim that there was a machlekes Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva says chayva lo yitama is a chayva, even though the kohen doesn't want to be mitama, and mitama also bal korchoi. Rabbi Shmuel says lo yitama is a rishus. If you want, you're allowed to be mitama. So we pass on like a Rebbe Akiva. So the Rambam writes a fascinating chiddush that not all the Rishonim agree to. Many Rishonim disagree. The Rambam says the chayva lo yitama chayva is only if he's a kohen, a zocher who is muzer ala tume. So when he's metame lemeis, he's mechala kedushas kuhuna. So that's a mitzvah. Lo yitama is a mitzvah to be mechala kedushas kuhuna. And the Rambam writes in Hilchas Ovel kama chamuri hi mitzvus avelus. He says, the fact that the Kohen is mechuyev to be metame shows how chomer the mitzvah of avelus is. The Rambam's opinion is like the Shitas Hagoyne Barif and many chachmi svara that avelus yamrishan is a din deraisa. Tosfos' opinion is that even avelus yamrishan is only by the Rabbonim. So according to the Rambam and the Goyim and the Mechaber Paschans like that for the Svardim, Avelus Amishan is deraisa. Where is there a pasuk in Chumash that says Yimuchiv to show kovod ha-meis, to be mechabed the meis by observing Avelus? So the makar is lo yitama. The Kohen is mechuyev to be metamid to the Mason. The Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos, and the Rambam writes in the Mishneh Torah, also in Hilchos Avel, that's kamach amorihi mitzvos avel shenitches ben banel tumas hameis. That mitzvah is exactly the mitzvah of nihug avelos. That is the mitzvah of nihug avelos. So one form of nihug avelos is the Kohen should be metamid to the Mason. Another form is not to bathe and not to wear leather shoes and not to have tashmish shamita and so on. All the different dinim of avelos. So the Rambam's opinion, avelos yom rishon, is their isa. Yeah, the Balei HaTosfos disagree. It's a Tosfos later. The Gemara tells a story. Amem zayin on the base. Why is it Rabbi Eliezer? Ooh, there are 15 lines from the bottom. On the left side, in the margin, in the Masoret Hashas, it says Gittin Lamed Ches on the base. So it says Ma'ase B'Rabbi Eliezer, the Tana Shenichnas LeBeis HaKnesses LaMotza Asora. There were only 9 people, and needed a 10th person for the minyan. And you cannot be mitzarf and have a k'naini. To be mitzarf to minyan, you have to be bar mitzvah. You have to be Jewish. You have to be bar mitzvah, and you have to be meshuchra and have a k'naini, just like an isha. Is not mitzarf to a minyan, so an evaknan is also not mitzarf. So shichur abdav heishlim al asora. The Gemara says he was mishachur his evad in order to be mashlim into a minyan. So Gemara asked the kasha. He said before, if you have one evaknan, you can be mitzarf him. If you have 9 Yisraelim and 1 cotton, so that's there is an opinion that you can mitzarf 1 cotton to the minyan. Years ago, it was a very common practice. It used to be mitzarif in a lot of shuls. It used to be mitzarif of cotton to the minyan. And same thing, well, this since Lincoln freed the slaves, so this shot never comes up. Can you be mitzarif one of a k'naini to the minyan? So the Gemara says, yes. Why do Rabbi Leza have to be mishachar his eved? He can be mitzarif one of to the minyan. The Gemara says, Maestro Shai was, there were only 8 free men. And there were 2 avodim. So he had to free one of the 2 avodim, so he would have 9 b'nei chorin and 1 eved to be mitzarf to the minyan. That's how the Gemara says. Then the Gemara asks, and how is he allowed to do it? Trey, the Gemara says, Trey tzrichu, there were only 8 b'nei chorin. Shichar chad b'nofik b'chad. He was mishach of 1 eved k'naini, he was mitzarf the other eved k'naini to make the minyan. Yeah. The Rishonim have a machlok, what about 1 isha, if you have 9 men and 1 woman? Most of the Rishonim hold that one woman is not even though one Eved is Mitztarif and one Kotten is Mitztarif, one woman is less. And then the Mishnah Berurah quotes, there is a minority opinion that just like one Kotten is Mitztarif to a minyan, one Eved is Mitztarif to a minyan, so one Isha is also Mitztarif. But the Rov of the Rishonim hold not so. The one Isha is not the same. So the Gemara asked Akasha, we pass like Rabbi Akiva that the Elamayim Tavoidu is a chayva. That's one of the 3 psukim that there's a machlekes of Akiva and Mishmal. One pasuk is lo yitama. Rabbi Akiva holds chayva and Rabbi Mishmal holds reshus. The other pasuk, the reason why it's inserted dab gimel amud aleph is because of the pasuk of Avraham Avraham Ruch kina mikina esishtai. So Rabbi Akiva holds kina esishtai as a chayva, and Rabbi Mishmal holds reshus. If he wants to warn his wife, he doesn't have to if he doesn't want to. So Rabbi Akiva holds that it's a chayva. And the 3rd machlekes is on this pasuk. Le'alamayim Tavaydu. It says, Vayikra, chapter Chafei, Le'alamayim Tavaydu. It's about 12 lines from the bottom, 13 lines from the bottom. So the Gemara says here, it's a mitzvah derabim, so that's why it's muta. So the Mokka mitzvah derabim, in order to be mitzarif the Eved to a minyan, you're allowed to be Meshachar the Eved. So Tosfos says, mitzvah derab Meshaini, here there's a famous Tosfos, bin kan kosher, v'halochas gedolos, amem zaynam ebeis. This Gemara contradicts the Shita of the Halochas Gedolos. Bahag, the Baal Halochas Gedolos, is a Sefer written in the days of the Goyim. They're not sure exactly who wrote it. Some say it was written by Rabbi Yehudoi Goyim. He was one of the Goyim. The Goyim means the Rosh Yeshiva's Goyim Yaakov. Name of the Yeshiva was Goyim Yaakov. And whoever was responsible for raising money, whoever was the Rosh Yeshiva, is called the Goyim. The kids, instead of saying Rosh Yeshiva's Goyim Yaakov, it's too long, they say Goyim. And others say the Bahag lived in the days of the Goyim, but he himself was not the fundraiser for the yeshiva. Sometimes the fundraisers are not as learned as the Talmid Chacham. Some of the fundraisers were going to Madir, Rav Hagon, Rav Shmuel Gon, Rav Nachman Gon. They were famous Gon. Some of them are not so into learning. But the Halachas Gedolos is a sefer that was written in the days of the Gaonim. Some say it was written by Rav Shimon Kayora from Cairo, and others say it was written by Rav Yehuda Gon. We're not sure. So they said Nikan Kosher Lachzos the Pirish and Misha Meis Lameis Beyant of Achrein. The Avelis Noik, why the Bahagas of the opinion Avelis and Rishon is the Raisa, Yantam Shenish of Golias is only the Rabbanon. He's of the opinion they also Yantam the Rabbanon, the Dochi Avelis the Raisa. Yechsev Achrisa Kiyomar, based on that Pasuk and Omos in Trey Osar, the Allah's Dovis is of the opinion that Avelis and Rishon, the Gemara quotes that Pasuk in Moit Kotten, in Perik Elam Migalchen, the third Perik has all the Dinam of Avelis, the Gemara quotes. Tosfos didn't discover the pasuk on their own. Tosfos got it from the Gemara. Achrisa ki amar that the Iker Avelis is the first day, and the Chach Misvara, the Gaonim, and the Chach Misvara understood that Avelis Yom Rishon is deraisa. So the Bahag was all the opinion that if someone dies, it's only deraisa if it's Yom Hamisa v'Hakvura. The person was buried on the same before the Kvura, there is no Avelis. And if he died yesterday and you have the Kvura today, it's not the Yom Hamisa. So then even the Bahag holds that Avelis only the Rabban. If the same day Yom Hamisa beHakvura after the Kvura, then the Avelis on the first day will be their eyes. So he says, if someone dies on the last day Yontif, on the last day Yontif, second day Rosh Hashanah, or the eighth day of Pesach, or the ninth day Simchas Torah, ninth day of Sukkot, so that's Yontif the Rabbanon, and you have a conflict between Simchas Yontif and Avelis. The Avelis Yom Rishon is deraisa and Simchas Yontif is only the Rabbanon. So you have to say that you never have a din derabbanon doicha a din deraisa. So Tosfos says mikan kosher la'alachos gedolos. In this Gemara, he was mishacher and eved. That's an iser deraisa. Le'alamam tavoi. There was an iser. It's an iser, and he was mishacher the eved in order to be mitzarif him to a minion. The old din of davening tefillah b'tzibur, Tosfos assumes, is a minion. The whole concept that you need a minion is only mid the Rabbanon. A Dovish Abigdusha needs a minion, that's for Yehorek Bal Yavar. That's a din deraisa. That's a din deraisa. That if a Nochri wants to cause the Jew to violate one of the Averis Hachamuras, either Avodah Zarah, Gila Raisa, Shvichas Damim, you say Yehorek Bal Yavar, and one if he wants me to violate Shabbos and Kashrus, so if he's Miskamel Havir Al Adas, if he wants to cause me to violate my religious obligations, he knows that it's part of the Jewish religion. So if it's b'farhesya or b'shas hashmadi, if it's in it, then the din is yaharik val yavam. So there it's a din deraisa. In Igdash de b'soch b'nei Yisrael, and the word toch has a connotation of asorah. That's why Moshe Feinstein says that din, that a katan is mitzarv to a minion, according to that opinion, and one ever k'naini is mitzarv to a minion, and there was even one opinion that one isha is mitzarv to a minion, that's only a minyan for davening, where the whole din of davish b'kedusha requiring asor is only the rabbanon. But when you have a real din of davish b'kedusha, yoharik bal yaver, there you're not, the katan is not mitzarif. All ten have to be gedolim, and all ten have to be benachorin, and all ten have to be men. You can't have women. The whole discussion is only the whole discussion whether one woman and one eved and one katan, how we paskin. The whole discussion only is for davening with a minyan. The Tosfos discusses, can you be mitzarif for cutting to the minyan? That's the big Tosfos on Mem Ches Amid Aleph. Leisilchus Kohol Hanishmaitze. To the end of that big Tosfos, we'll have to learn that Tosfos. The end of the big Tosfos, they discuss, can you be mitzarif for cutting to a minyan? Halacha L'maisa. So Tosfos says, you see from the Gemara that it was Meshachar the Eved. He violated a din deraisa in order to fulfill a need the rabbana, in order to be mitzarf the eved mishuchrar to the minyan. So you see, sometimes a din derabbanan is deicha din deraisa. It's not so muchrach what the Bahag was of the opinion. Taisa disagrees with Bahag. Anyway, they hold that Avelis, even Avelis and Mishan is only the rabbana. But they say, even if the Bahag would be right, that Avelis and Mishan is deraisa, it's still possible to say that the din derabbanan of Simchas Yontif Achron Shel Chag, Simchas Torah, and the second day Rosh Hashanah, and the eighth day of Pesach, and so on, there's still room to say that the din derabbanan can be doicha din deraisa. This is halacha lemaisa. This is the machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. The mechaber paskins like the Bahag that avelus and rishon is their raisa, and therefore mishemes the yontif achron shalchag. Someone dies and is buried on the same day, the last day yontif. So the avelim, the relatives, have to observe avelus their raisa on yontif achron, and the Rambam paskins that all avelus is the rabban, even avelus and rishon is also lab their raisa. Yet by us, we don't do any kfuris on Yantav, not on Yantav Rishon, not on Yantav Achron. The Gemara says in the first Perek in Beitza, then on Yantav Rishon, you're allowed, on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, you don't do any Kfuris at all. On Yantav Rishon, you're allowed to do Kfur Ayidei Amamim. Amir Eliakum is usually not allowed, but on Yantav Rishon, for Kfuris Ameis, they were Mekel, so they permitted Ayidei Akum, to do Amir Eliakum, to bury the Meis. And on Yantav Sheini, even if Amir Eliakum is not possible, if there is no Nachri who is prepared to do the Kfura, so if need be, you can even bury Al Yidei Yisrael. Yantav Sheni Shal Golias. You can bury Al Yidei Yisrael. So Moshe Feinstein wrote a tshuva many years ago that now that they have freezes and the body is not going to decompose, so there's no heter to do Kfura on Yantav Rishon Al Yidei Amemin or Yantav Sheni Al Yidei Yisrael. The Agudas Rabbonim made an issa years ago that you're not allowed to do any kvura on Yontif, but not for the reason of Ramosha. They said because, I remember, years ago they used to have, before it became accepted, Ramosha Psak, so all the people would drive from all over the place to attend the funeral. All the relatives would drive. That does not have to drive. And then they would drive to New Jersey to the kvura, and then they would drive back. Everybody was Mechal on Yontif. So that's not permissible. So Agudas Rabbanim made an isi, not allowed to bury a Yantav Rishon, Yantav Sheni, because of the Chilul Yantav. Rav Moshe said a different thing. Even if no one's going to be Mechal Yantav, we're just going to ask the Nochri to do all the malachas to bury the Meis. The whole heta, he said, is because of Bizoy and Ameis, the body's going to decompose. But today that we put the body in a freezer, so the body's not going to decompose, so all the heterim don't apply. The reason why they were makel in the days of the Gemara to allow kvura yantav rishon ayde amimim ayde nochemim ayde shi yantav sheni if need be ayde Yisrael, the reason why they were makel was not because of the mitzvah kovetik b'reinu b'yamahu, not because of the mitzvah kvur, but rather because of the bizayin ameis. He said, "Bizman is that there is no bizayin ameis. You put the mace in a freezer, and there won't be a bizayin ameis." Okay, so this whole kind of emotion, this whole story doesn't exist bizman is that, but on the books there is such a din. In the days of the Shulchan Aruch, they didn't have any freezes. So in the Shulchan Aruch, this is the Machlokes. The Machlokes, the Bahag is of the opinion of Avelus and Rishon is the Raisa, that's the Rambam and the Rif. And all the Chach Misvara, and the Mechaber Paskins like the Chach Misvara, Avelus and Rishon is the Raisa. And the Ramah Paskins like the Balei HaTosfos, that all Avelus is only the Rabbanan. And we mentioned there's a Tosfos in Erevin, where the Tosfos quotes the Tshuvas HaGaonim, that even if one should assume that Avelus and Rishon is their Raisa, he still say Halacha Devar Mekel Ba'Ovel. Halacha Devar Mekel Ba'Ovel is not based on the assumption that Avelus is always their Rabbanan. Even if it would be their Raisa, he would still say a Safik Avelus is Lekula. And even a Safik Holdahu, even if you have a Rabbi Machmirim and Miut being Mekel, Halacha d'Rav Mekel Ba'Avol, even if Avelus is there, says you have to dig up a pasuk. It has to be learned out from a pasuk somewhere. It's not just because it's only the Rabbanan and they were Mekel. So that's what we said. The Mishkan of Yankee figured out on his own what the pasuk was, and he didn't have a Ramban in the Torah. So in Torah, he came up with the same pasuk that the Ramban came up with, that you have by Tumas Kehanim. The Sifra, the Torah Kehanim, learns from the pasuk. The Avelim Olach Olachos Apsil Shalohay Silish Lo Itama. So the Torah Kanim says, Le'imo shows that it's only Vadai, only if it's a Vadai relative. If it's a Suffolk relative, if we're not sure, let's say, a woman remarried after the death of the first husband, she's supposed to wait 3 months before she remarries, because she may have a baby 7-8 months after she marries the second husband, and we won't know whether the baby is the child of the first husband or the second husband. We won't know who the father of the baby is. So they made a din de Rabbanan that a woman is not allowed to remarry until 92 days, tzadik beis yoy, 90 full days in between the yom hamiso, the death of the first husband, or the get, she got a get from the first husband, and the day that she marries the second husband. So we'll know whether, we'll realize whether the woman is pregnant, and I will be able to figure it out. In the days of the Gemara, they had no pregnancy test. So they made such a din of havchana. Once they made the din of havchana, so the Gemara says it applies even if you know bevadai, even if the woman is 95 years old and you know for sure that she's not pregnant, and her husband was sick in the hospital the last 10 years, and they weren't talking to each other the last 10 years. And Eliyahu HaNavi comes and he says the woman is Afiliyav Eliyahu, and Eliyahu HaNavi comes and he says Benavua, he knows Baruch HaKadosh, the woman is not pregnant. Still, you're not allowed to marry within Tzadik Beis Yom. So the Torah's Kohanim says, what if the woman violated the din? She did remarry, and then there's a suffix when she has a baby after the 7-8 months after she marries the second husband. You're not sure whether this baby is the child of the first husband or the second husband. So it says, whenever there's any suffix, so there's no, the kohen is not metame. So that's the mocker for this din. And whenever there's this tumas kohenim, that is metame to the mace, to the zayin kroivim, is a simen of avelus. The Rambam said, kamocha morihi mitzvus avelus, she nitches mipaneha tumas kohenim. That this is a nihug of avelus, that the kohen is metame. And you see that you don't know the avelus whenever there's a suffix. So that shows even when avelus is on the level of the rice, even if you hold avelus amishin, is the rice, whenever there's any suffix, so you don't observe the avelus. Yeah, that, if it's a machlekes Rashi and Tosis, we're going to have it soon. Here, this Tosis on Chof HaMer Aleph, Dibra Maschal Shevi Al Tasa. The little Tosis disagrees with Rashi. When the Torah says in the beginning of Parshas Emor that the kohen is not allowed to be metame lemeis unless it's one of the seven relatives, so would you say that that's hutra or that's duchuya? What does it mean? When the Torah formulated the prohibition, Rashi, I would have said like Rashi. The Torah formulates the prohibition, nefesh leitame biyamov kim l'sheir hakor aveilam. It says beferish that the prohibition doesn't apply if it's one of the seven relatives. So the Pashto says that it's hutra. The prohibition was never formulated from the very outset. There's no issue at all. So Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, and the Rambam also holds like Tosfos that Tumas Kohanim, that the kohen is metame to the mace, is a duchuya. It's not based on hutra. It's not that melechatchila the prohibition never applied. It's duchuya. That's how the Rambam writes. Kam chaburehi mitzvus avel shenitches mipaneho Tumas Kohanim. It's duchuya. It's not hutra. That's why the Rambam, that's Rav Soloveitchik explained, that's why the Rambam holds that the mitzvah of lo yitama, mitzvah to be metame to the shiva mesim, to the zayin kroivim, only applies to zichri kohuna. One is prohibited from being metame to mesim, so if it's b'makam, not allowed to be metame to mesim in general, so it's b'makam avelos, then you show kavod on mes by being mechala kedushas kohuna. You show kam chamurihi mitzvus avelos that you violate the din of Kedushas Kuna, that it's a b'china of duchuya, not a b'china of hutra. That's really a big machlokes in the Rishonim here, this din. Let's say someone died and they scheduled the funeral for 11 o'clock in the morning, and by the time they finish the gvura, it's already afternoon, so it's too late to daven shachris. So the oval has to daven mincha. So should he daven tashlumen? He can't make tashlumen for last night's ma'ariv. You want to make tashlumen the next tefillah. That's a machlek zerushayim. That's how we paskin. In the beginning of Tfilas HaShachar, let's say a person was sick in the hospital for a couple of days. He was in intensive care unit. He was in a coma, whatever. And he wants to make tashlumen for the last 5 days that he didn't have shachar's bin chamar. So we assume there's only tashlumen in the very next tefillah. So the shayla is, let's say, okay, shachar's is the last tefillah that he didn't daven. And now, when the kvura is over, it's already zman to mincha. So the overlord is going to daven mincha. Should he daven a second Shman Esmei for Tashlumin, then he missed Shachar. So that's a rush. The rush in the end of my cut has a machlokes to Rishonim about that. Every day, it's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch to Shaila. When you say the Ovil, Misha Mesa Muta Lefonav, this din, Potam and Atfilo, he doesn't daven. Is that they patent him? We say it's a din de rabbon. He's not allowed to daven. It's not a din in atar, it's a din de rabbon. You say the din de rabbon patents him mikovakol. He's potter from davening. He's potter from davening, so you don't make any tashlumen. What do you say? No, he's really mechuyiv to daven, but he can't daven right now. He's not allowed to daven right now. But later on, he should really make a tashlumen. he was mechuyev in principle to daven. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that this, the first, the bottom Tosis on Yud Zayin Amud Beis quoted the two opinions from the Yerushalmi. And the second Tosis in the Perek Potter Mikriya Shema, they quoted the Asmachta from the Pasuk. So the Gemara made out, the Yerushalmi made an Asmachta on that Pasuk. The days that you metapel in the Kvoris Hameis, he potter from davening. He potter from mitzvahs. Why? So the bottom Tosis has the two versions from Yerushalmi and says, Sveke Redina. To what extent is this? So one opinion, Mishum Kvoris Hameis. What do you mean Kvoris Hameis? Just like by Tumas Kehanim. So Rav Soloveitchik thought it's a good marshal. Just like the Rambam says by Tumas Kehanim, Mishum Kvoris Hameis, you demonstrate Yemachal Kedushas Kehuna. It's only a coin who's Muzer Alatuma has this mitzvah to be mitamila mason. If it's a Yisrael or a Levi or a Cholol, he doesn't have a prohibition of being mitamila mason, then there is no mitzvah of lo yitama, according to the Rambam. The Rabbi disagrees with the Rambam. And the Rashi in different places disagrees with the Rambam. He holds that the chiyuv lo yitama even applies if he's not a kohen zachar who is muzer al atuma. Well, why did the Rambam restrict that only the mitzvah only applies to zichri kohuna? Because the nature of the mitzvah, Mishum Kvodosh HaMais, you show, Yimachal Kedushas Kuna, Kam Chamuri Himitzvah Sabelis, Shenitches Miponeho, Isa Tumas Kam. So here also, Mishum Kvodosh HaMais, we demonstrate we're Mechuyev to do mitzvahs and we don't do the mitzvahs. So if you're Mechuyev and you don't do it, then if later on, after the Kvura, if it's Shaykh to make a Tashlumen, then you should say, you should do Tashlumen. Yeah. If you would say, he's Potter Mikobako, the Chachamim patter him, so it's not Shaykh to make Tashlumen. We would say it's not that they patted him. That's not Kvodosh HaMeis. Kvodosh HaMeis means he's mechuyev to daven, and they tell him don't daven. Shem Kvodosh HaMeis, don't do the mitzvah mechuyev. That's a kavod HaMeis. It's so important to show kavod HaMeis. You don't do the mitzvahs that you're mechuyev to do. So that's what in the Pesachei Tshuva, in the end of Yeridei, quotes a tshuva from the Radvaz. That if the Obel was going to be the Shliach Tzibur for Mincha, let's say the funeral was 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, and then they finished the Gvura, it's already time to daven Mincha, so the Obel is going to serve as the Shliach Tzibur. So when he repeats, the first Shmoneh Esrei, when he says Balacha, she has in mind L'Shem Mincha. When he says the Chazaras HaShatz, he has in mind that's Chazaras HaShatz for Mincha. So the Radva says he should also have in mind that this should be the Tashlumen for the Shachris that he didn't daven. It's questionable. How does that work? What do you mean? For you, it's Chazaras HaShatz of Mincha, and for me, it's Tashlumen for Shachmetz. How can it be two different things at the same time? I don't understand how it works, but that's... people follow that Radvaz. I don't think it makes any sense. People follow the Radvaz. They tell the Shliach Tzibur. They tell the Ovel. He should have a mind when he says the Chazaras HaShatz, there should be the Tashlumen. I would think it's either one or the other. Can't be both. But if a person forgets Yalavi Yavo, Shlech Tzibur is repeating the Shmoneh Esrei for everybody. Yeah. For the why did they institute the Shlech Tzibur Chazaras HaShatz in the first place? For the Ein Abaki. So today I'm an Ein Abaki. I forgot Yalavi Yavo. Usually I'm a bucking, and today I forgot to say Yalom, so I'm an Eina bucking. So that's literally, I'm an Eina bucking. So it should be Yotze with the Chazor HaShat. So that's Nicha, let's say Shachrit. It's Rish Chodesh, and I forgot to say Yalom Yavai. So I'm literally an Eina bucking. I made a mistake. So I can listen to the Chazor HaShat and the Yotze, because he has in mind Shachrit, and that's what I missed, the Shachrit. But over here, I missed Shachrit, because I was an Einan. And then after Mincha, I'm going to daven, after Tefillah Balachash, I'm going to say the Chazaras HaShatz, because Ram, I'm going to have in mind Chazaras HaShatz for Mincha, for the Tzibur, for the other people. And for me, it's going to be a Tashlumen for Shachris. Aren't they two contradictory kavanas? You have in mind for Shachris, Tashlumen for Shachris for yourself, and Chazaras HaShatz for Mincha for the others? I don't understand it, but that's the Pesachei Tshuva quotes that from the Radvaz. So the Yerushalmi again, so the bottom Tosfos has, the Yerushalmi has two versions. What is the Kvodosh HaMeis? Why did they make such a din? We assume it's a din derabbanan, it's not a din derais. What's the nature of this din derabbanan that he's not en rashoi? He's not allowed to bench, he's not allowed to say hamoitzi. So one reason, Mishum Kvodosh HaMeis, to demonstrate that we're mechuyev to do the mitzvahs, and we violate them out of That's the way to show kavod hameis, like the tumas kohanim. He shows he's metame. He violates kedushas kuna. Inami, the second explanation, ain't la misha isem asav. We're afraid no one's going to take care of the mace. No one's going to take care of the mace. So the nafkamina will chap. That's what Tosin says. Nafkamina will chap. What if masruhu le katofim? What if masruhu le rabim? The oval starts to make preparations for the funeral, and then he gives a katofim other people. Kosef is the shoulders. So katofim with the chevi kadisha are going to take care. They're going to carry the mace on their shoulders, and they're going to bury the mace. So he gave over the whole thing to the katofim. They're going to take care of everything. The oval is not going to participate anymore. So that's 2 days in the Yerushalmi. If it's masru le katofim, so the oval doesn't have to do anything. He doesn't have to dig the grave. He doesn't have to fill it up. He doesn't have to do the matzeh. The chevi kadisha is going to take care of everything. The katofim are the chevi kadisha, the people that carry the mace on their shoulders to the burial. See, if the reason why they prohibited the oval from fulfilling mitzvahs m'derabbanan is because ein l'mishi isa masoi, we're afraid no one's going to take care of the mace. See, here masru the katofim. So is everything going to be taken care of? They have a whole system worked out. But if the reason why he shouldn't do mitzvah, then that reason should still apply. So that it's a sveka d'dina. So we paskin, the whole din, min ha-Torah is mechuyif to do mitzvah. The whole din is only mid-rabbanim. Did they prohibit him from doing mitzvahs, even in a case when there's no concern, ain lo mishiyis ha-masoy? So since the 2 days in the Yerushalmi, so we have to go to Chumra here. You have to go to Chumra. You have to say that the din the Rabbanu should not apply. So that's what it's to assume the Shulchan Aruch. If Masru le Katofim or Masru le Rabim, and there's no concern of Ein L'Mashiach Masru, the only other concern is still there, that Mishum Kvodu Shalameh. So that's 2 days in Rishon. So we say, Misofik is not Potter. He should do the mitzvahs. Usually you say Sveka the Rabbanu Lekum, but here the Rabbanu prohibit me from fulfilling a mitzvah deraisa. So the shaila is, on the one hand, there's a mitzvah deraisa, or a mitzvah davening, a mitzvah of shaking a lulav, mitzvah of whatever mitzvah we're talking about, to like tefillin. He's mechuyif to do mitzvahs. Say kriyashma. So we say mid the Rabbanu they prohibit him from fulfilling, but we're not sure how far the Chachamim prohibited him. So we should say Sveka the Rabbanu Lekulam. We should say he is mechuyif to do the mitzvahs. They only prohibited him in less cases, not in more cases. So it turns out that he has to do the mitzvah. That's the maskana of the Tosfos. That we assume masru lekatofim or masru lerabim that then he does have to do. It's later in Tosfos. Mishmeis muta lefana ve'en olav lekor ve'en anoyi ganin ezuchayim. Mashmu sham nimsa le rabim oichol basa b'shesa ya nimsa le katofim ke nimsa le rabim. If nimsa le rabim nimsa le katofim, so that's the nafkamina in the 2 days of Nimshalme, and we go le kule on the din de rabbana le chumra on the din de raisa. You have to daven then. You have to say kriyashma. You have to perform the mitzvahs in such a case. Yeah, Rashi has an interesting comment over here. The last two Rashis on Yud Zayin on the base. Einu mevorach and tzorach lebarach hamoitzi ve'einu mezamein and tzorach lebarach bichus hamozen. Most of the Rishonim say like Rashi that the einu mishemes muta lefanov is not allowed to do mitzvahs, but he's not allowed to do aveiros either. So let's say he wants to eat a sandwich. So he can't eat a salami sandwich and oichel basa. He has to eat a tuna fish sandwich. Okay. He shouldn't order a whole five-course meal. That's in the mesa v'yachom. Shouldn't Rabbi Kivegi quotes like that. In the mesa v'yachom, he shouldn't eat a big suda. He should eat just that he shouldn't be starving. He's not mechuyif to starve. But Rashi says, most of the Rishonim say like Rashi, that he doesn't say bichas hanenin either. There's one minority opinion, the Sefer, the Kolbo, from the days of the Rishonim. There's a Kolbo Alavelus that was written by a rabbi in Columbus, Ohio, by Greenwald. That's something else. Everybody used to use that Sefer. Now there are other Svarim have superseded the Kolbo Alavelus. But there was one of the Rishonim wrote a Sefer that's called Kolbo. Has on all Abachelka Shulchan Aruch. So he has that the Ovel, the Oinen, he's not allowed to do an Avera in the Hanenim in Olam Hazeh. Also, the Hanis Ben Olam Hazeh B'loi Brocha. Kol Hanenim Olam Hazeh B'loi Brocha. Mo'al. That's the Gemara Daf Lamed Hei Amad Aleph, the beginning of Ketzim Aruch. So he's of the opinion that to eat without saying a Brocha is an Avera. So the Mishan Mesim Utalafanim has to say Birchos Hanenim. Well, most of the Rishonim do not accept that opinion. Look in Yeridei, they don't even quote that sheet on the page. They have so many little comments on the side, nobody quotes it. The other Svarim quote it. The Kolbo disagrees, he holds that you mechliv to say Bracha. All the other Rishonim say that Birchas Hanenen is midirabbanan, and it starts off as a takana midirabbanan, that you should say Birchas Hanenen when you eat food. And if you don't fulfill that takana, so you did wrong. But it doesn't start off as an isa. Asa lahanis ben olam hazeh b'la bracha. It starts off as a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to say a birchas hanenen. Let's say it says, the Pesach Teshuva there quotes from the Chidot. Let's say the oval, the oinen, Misha Mesa Mutalot HaOinen, wants to eat a sandwich. So there's an isa, you're not allowed to eat bread without washing the tilos hadayim. And then there's a mitzvah to wash the tilos hadayim. So the Misha Mesa Mutalot of the oinen has to wash the tilos hadayim, but you shouldn't say a bracha. Because you only say a bracha when you wash the tilos hadayim if you're doing it to fulfill the mitzvah. If you do it just in order to avoid violation of the Avera, that whoever didn't wash the tilos hadayim is not allowed to eat the bread, so then you don't say a bracha. You don't say a bracha. So it says the oinen has to wash the tilos hadayim, but he shouldn't say a bracha. So that's the shayla. What about the birchas hanenen? So Rashi and Rov HaRishonim hold, birchas hanenen starts off as a mitzvah, midrabbanan, to recite birchas hanenen. And then if you don't fulfill a mitzvah, so you did wrong. So that's the lashon. Asan lahanis ben olam hazeh b'lai bracha. But it doesn't start off as an isa. It starts off as a mitzvah. That's the Mishnah Berurah quotes a machloikas achronim from the Bikuri Yankiv. Bikuri Yankiv is by the author of Aruch HaNer, Rabbi Yankiv Ettlinger. He lived in the 1800s. He was the one who gave smicha to Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch in Germany. He was a rabbi in Germany. Beginning of the Reform movement. So the first sefer that he wrote, he called Bikuri Yankiv. Bikurim is the first. So the Bikuri Yankiv has this machlokes, where the Mishames Muta Lefanov is forbidden to eat in the sukkah. He's not allowed to eat in the sukkah, because eating in the sukkah is a mitzvah. So he's not allowed to do a mitzvah. Or maybe I should say there's an isa to eat chutz l'sukkah. Usually you say you're not allowed to eat chutz l'sukkah, but it does not necessarily mean that it starts off as an isa. The Pashto says it starts off as a mitzvah, so if you eat chutz l'sukkah, you're about to yesay. So if it starts off as a mitzvah, and to eat chutz l'sukkah is a bit l'yesay, so then the Mishnah Mesim Utalafonim Da'inen is not allowed to fulfill any mitzvahs, even if he wants to. Taisus, we follow the Taisus, not allowed to do the mitzvahs. But if we say that there's an addition to the mitzvah, there's also an isa to eat chutz l'sukkah, so then the Einen would be also to eat chutz l'sukkah, because not allowed to violate Isurim. The Pashto says, though, that it's not an Isa. The Pashto says that it's only a mitzvah, and he should not be allowed to go out of his way to eat in the sukkah.
He should eat the sukkah, not make a bracha. Like,
for sure he shouldn't say the bracha, even according to those who hold that eating chutz l'sukkah is an Isa, but you wouldn't say the bracha. You only say the bracha when you're doing something as a mitzvah. But here the obel is the oinen, mishmeis mutafon, not allowed to do the mitzvah. He's only eating in the sukkah not to violate the Isa. There's a famous Minchas Chinuch, where the Minchas Chinuch assumes that eating chutz l'sukkah is an isa. So that's what Rabbi Yosef Engel Tainer is against the Minchas Chinuch. He thinks that there's no isa. It's just that there's a mitzvah to eat in sukkah. If you eat chutz l'sukkah, you're mevatel l'yesa. It's a bit l'yesa. But it's not that it's an isa. Minchas Chinuch comes to answer Tosfos Kasha in Sukkah and Daf Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara learns that from the pasuk Chagos Sukkos Tasa L'cho Shivas Yamin L'cho. That the sukkah gzula, you're not yotze. So Tosfos says, why do you need a pasuk that a sukkah gzula, you're not yotze? It's a mitzvah baba there, like a lulav gozel is no good. So sukkah gzula is no good also. It's a mitzvah baba there. So Tosfos comes up with a fantastic chiddush they say that the mitzvah b'avera is only the rabbanim. Mitzvah b'avera by karbonis is the raisa. B'aveisim gozel, as a pesach v'sachayla, that's a posuk in Triosim, I think. So that korban agozel, that's a psul deraisa. But mitzvah b'avera by other mitzvahs other than the karbonis is only the rabbanim. That's what Tosfos says. So that's why you need a posuk. They say that the sukkah gzul is posul menater. Other Rishonim disagree. How can you say mitzvah b'avera is the rabbanim? They think that it is their deraisa. So what do you need a posuk for? So the Menchas Chinuch says, if you would only have the idea mitzvah b'avera is posul, that would only apply the first night of sukkahs, when it's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. So then it would be a mitzvah b'avera. But the remainder of sukkahs, there is no mitzvah to eat in the sukkah, it's just that there's an isa to eat chutz l'sukkah. So mitzvah b'avera just cancels the kiyama mitzvah, but it doesn't possible, doesn't mean the sukkah is possible. So since there's an isa to eat chutz l'sukkah, so if you would have a sukkah gzula, that would be okay. For the rest of sukkahs, that would be okay. It is a sukkah, it's a sukkah kshev, just like you're not yet in the mitzvah, but the rest of sukkahs, there is no mitzvah. That's what the Menchas Chinuch says. And now that you have a pasuk, sukkah gzula is a psul, that's mamshi eating chutz l'sukkah. So Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes this from the Menchas Chinuch, and he has the tanya against him. He says, it's not true. The rest of sukkahs is also, the first night of sukkahs is a mitzvah to eat in sukkah, whether you're hungry or not. The rest of sukkahs is teshu v'kein toduru. If you're hungry, you have a mitzvah to eat the meal in the sukkah. If you're sleepy, go to sleep in the sukkah. If you're hungry, go eat in the sukkah. But there is a mitzvah of harai that you say a bracha. Leishet basukkah. If it's only an isa to eat chutz l'sukkah, so what do you say a bracha? When you eat kosher food, you don't say a bracha. Shekhsham sabson shalom lechol machovas asuras. You only say a bracha when you mekayim a mitzvah and you shave with an electric shaver. You don't say a bracha. Shekhsham sabson shalom legalech betar. You only say a bracha when you mekayim a mitzvah. So if you say a bracha all of sukkahs, that seems to indicate that there's a mitzvah all of sukkahs to eat in the sukkah. That was the taina that they have against the Minchas Chinuch. Rav Soloveitchik had the same taina. But the Chiddush is Rabbi Yosef Engel was also a poilusha. And he has the same taina also against Minchas Chinuch was a Galatiana. And Rabbi Yosef Engel was a poilusha and he still had this taina against. He realized that there's something fishy in that Minchas Chinuch. Yes, so Tosfos has over here, this top Tosfos, and there seems to be a contradiction between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Bavli says over here, the third line from the top of Yud Chesam and Aleph, that all the dinim of Aninus, what we call Aninus, Mishim Meisim Utalefono, also the Basar Yayin, and also to do mitzvahs, only applies b'chol, or b'shabbos, meisiv yochol, basav v'shes, yayim avarach, mizamen avarach molav, mizamen molav, chai b'chol mitzvah amur is b'ter. Yes, on Shabbos, the dinim of aninus do not apply. So the Yerushalmi seems to contradict it, because the Yerushalmi quotes a braisa that misha meis muta lefanov doesn't shake a lulav. So when do you shake a lulav on yontif? No, not so. So, on Yontif, there's no aninus. If Yerushalmi answers, maybe it goes on Chalamoid. In the Torah, you only shake a lulav lekacht melechem b'yom rishon on the first day of Sukkot, and lulav kol shiva is only made the rabbanon after the churban beis hamikdash. Abechem mezaka made a takana zeichel the mikdash, and the mikdash lulav nitol kol shiva. And b'medina outside of the beis hamikdash is only the first day Yontif. So made the rabbanon. The Gemara says made the rabbanon. You have to shake a lulav every day of Chalamoid, so maybe that Yerushalmi that says Misha Meisimut Telefonim doesn't shake a lula goes on Chalamoid, goes on a Din Rabban. Then the Yerushalmi has the top line in Tesis, Yud Chesam and Alam. But Tanya Patim et Kiyah Shefer, what is there? Chalamoid on Rosh Hashanah? There is no Chalamoid on Rosh Hashanah. There's only Yontif. Isil Chameim Bechob Alo B'Yontif, B'Tmiyah. He's blowing Shefer on Rosh Hashanah. So it says that there's Aninus on Rosh Hashanah. Why is there aninus on Rosh Hashanah? What is he going to do? And for the Gemara, since there's a Mishnah, the Yerushalmi answers, since there's a Mishnah in the end of Masechel Shabbos, Dav Kuf Nun Aleph, Machshichem ala tchum lehavi le'orim v'tachrichim. If you know that somebody died, let's say the city has a tchum, so the person, it's in a certain sense, is really hachana. He's going to walk till as far as he can walk, Tilitchum. So that the second Shabbos is over, he's going to take a bus, he's going to take a train, or he's going to walk further in order to get, in order that they should be able to deliver an Oren or Tachrichim from a different location for tomorrow morning. He wants to have a funeral tomorrow morning. So you're permitted, Machshichim alatchum, if you don't say why you're going. Let's say a person has a final on Sunday morning, and he wants to stay up all night the Matzoi Shabbos and study a myth, whatever it is. So he's going to tell everybody he's going to take a nap on Shabbos afternoon, so he'll be able to stay up all night long and study for his exam. So you're not allowed to say that. You're not allowed to say that and do that. Well, let's say he just takes a nap on Shabbos afternoon, and then he davens mincha early. He sleeps. Then he goes to davens ma'ariv. Then he stays up all night. So that's not the Nisar Hachana. He didn't say why he's taking a nap. Some people take a nap on Shabbos because they're tired. He took a nap in order to be able to prepare for his finals. So that's mutter. So yeah, machshichim al atchum. You don't say that you're going so far, you're walking so far, in order that the minute Shabbos is over, he's going to be able to go into another city to travel further in order to get the Oren and the Tachin. It doesn't say why he's going. So then there's no Isar of Hachana. So that you can do on Shabbos and Yom Tov also, Machshichim al Atchum. So that's what the Yerushalmi says, if it's Rosh Hashanah, and the guy is walking towards the end of the Tchum, and he hasn't heard Kiyah Shefer yet, because the whole morning he was Isaac, he was in the hospital, and the relative finally died, and then he realizes he wants to make a funeral tomorrow morning, the day after on some Gedalia, and he has to go Machshichim al Atchum. So he goes, and he's put him at Kiyah Shefer, because he has to take care of it. So the Yerushalmi says that because machshichim al atchum on Shabbos and on Yontif, therefore the din of aninus applies even on Shabbos and Yontif. Does not contradict the Bavli. Here the Bavli says beferish, the third line from the top in the Gemara. B'Shabbos meisav v'yechol, chay b'chol amnet zamur is batar, and the Yerushalmi says that he's potter. So the Reed takes it that it's a pligi adadi. Reisha is sefer b'Yerushalmi. It's not just the Yerushalmi contradicts the Bavli. The Yerushalmi also quotes the sefer of this brisa. The exact same brisa appears in Yerushalmi. So the Reed Balatesus says that it's a contradiction. Some machlekes, and Yerushalmi is paskening that since machshichim alatchum, so even on Shabbos and Yom Tov there is a din of aninus. And we don't pasken. We don't assume like the Reed. We assume like Rabbeinu and the Sanhedrin. Rabbeinu Nisanon's answer is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. It depends. Does he plan to be machshich al atchum or not? So if he plans to be machshich, he started walking towards the edge of the Tchum Shabbos, so then he's machshich al atchum, so ein lami sheisa masor. So then he's potter from Tkiyah Shofar. He'll be potter from eating Shalosh Shudas. He'll be potter from davening Mincha on Shabbos afternoon if he started to be machshich al atchum. But he's not going to be machshir chalatchum. Then he's not potter. It all depends. Is he machshir chalatchum? Is he not machshir chalatchum? Shaila is yantav sheni shal golius. That's a shaila. Yantav sheni shal golius. The Gemara says you're allowed to bury the mace, if need be, even al yidei Yisrael. Yantav rishon, it's only mutter to bury a mace al yidei amimim, al yidei nochem. Yantav sheni, it's even mutter al yidei Yisrael. That's the Mishnah Brura. He refers you here to a Meiri. Meiri wrote a Sefer Magen Avos. The background in Magen Avos, we spoke about it already on the first time. Background in Magen Avos says when the Ramban passed away, so the Talmid HaRamban felt there's nobody in the world to learn by. The Rashba was there. They didn't want to learn by the Rashba. They were classmates of the Rashba. So not going to learn by him. They're just as big as him. So they had to travel to Provence, to a totally different location. Provence in southern France, where the Bali Atesus lived. So they moved over there to hear the Grace and Torahs from the Balei HaTosfos, and they caused a lot of friction because they had different minhagim from the minhagim in Provence. So they were accusing the people in Provence of not observing the mitzvahs properly. So the Meiri lived in Provence at that time, and he wrote a whole sefer Magen Avos to defend the minhagim in Provence. He has, I think, 24 chapters, but the 24 different issues. So one of the issues that he writes about is quoted at length by the Mishnah Brura from the Magen Avos about when there's a mace on Yontem Sheni Shal Golias and there are Nochrim who can be Metapal in the Kvur. Do you say you should get the Nochrim to do the Kvur? You say no, Yontem Sheni, Bechol Shavyor Rabbanon. Yatim Shein Shogol is only the Rabbanon, so it's Mamish, it's more covered Ameis that he should be buried by Yisraelim than he should be buried by Nochrim. So maybe it's Mutter to have Kvura Idei Yisrael on Yatim Shein, even though Nochrim are available. So that was a big machloikah. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that from the Magen Avos. Magen Avos has, that's one of the 24 issues that he has. Other things also he talks about. He has the machloikas, whether you say Kel Melech Nemon, when you say Kriyashma, should you be mashlim the Ramach Tevis, 248 words, by saying Kel Melech Nemon. And the machloikas, whether you say Bari Piyawetz, if you have fruit as a dessert, as part of the meal. You always have fruit as dessert. So do you say it's called Dvar Mabay Machmas Asuda? You say no, dessert is always separate. Yes, then if Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, what do you do with Abdullah? All the different opinions. There is no Abdallah ala kos. They say Abdallah on Sunday night, they say Abdallah on Shabbos afternoon, and you drink the wine, or you give the wine to a cotton. All the different opinions. So he has, those are some of the famous essays. So the Shaila is, the Loshan HaGemar in the first parak in Beisa is, Yantav Sheni Legabi Meis, the Chol Shab Yuha Rabbanon. So maybe, you're allowed to dig a grave. You're allowed to do malachas mamish. You're allowed to do malachas mamish. On Yantav Sheni for the purpose, either if there are no nochem available, or even if there are nochem available. Those are the two opinions that the Miri quotes, the whole machlekes. So that's a shayla, maybe since Yantav Sheni, maybe if he's not planning to be machshech halatchum, maybe he should still be noyganinus on Yantav Sheni. The simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is that not. Simple reading, Yantav Rishon, Yantav Sheni, and Shabbos, all the same din. If you plan to be machshech halatchum, like Rabbein and the Sanal, if you plan to be machshech halatchum, and you started to be machshech halachum, you started to walk there, then you potter from David and Mincha, you potter from Shalosh Udis, and so on. But if you're not going to be machshech halatchum, then you walk Ha'ivim Mitzvahs. And Rav Soloveitchik taught a svara based on the Loshon HaGemara, Yantav Sheni Legabi Meis Kechol Shabiyo Rabbanon, that even if he's not going to be machshech halatchum, he should still observe Aninus. But that doesn't seem to be the accepted opinion. Rav Soloveitchik said, based on the Gemara, it should be like that. But Allah HaLamayisa doesn't seem to be like that. The Loshon HaGemara is Yantav Sheni Legabi Meis Kechol Shavio Rabbanon. They have in the history books that the Migdalois, the one who wrote on the side of the Rambam, his name is Rabbeinu Yantav. I forgot what his last name was. His name is Rabbeinu Yantav. When he passed away, so his wife remarried, and her second husband was the Ritva. So as far as we're concerned, the Ritva is a fantastic saver. The Ritva is always cheerful, and he always has something original to say. And the Migdalois on the side of the Rambam, we usually don't look at because he never says anything of value. The Marshal writes that the Migdalois was Oivan Bal Tashchis. When he wrote his Sefer, he was Bal Tashchis on the paper because he writes Dvar Mitela. Yet, Reb Shimon Shkop in his Shari Yosha has one Migdalois. He had a whole Shtikol Torah based on a Migdalois. I don't know how he make a Shtikol Torah based on a Migdalois. We don't accept anything else Migdalois says. You have the most difficult Rambams that are against the Gemaras. And he said, the Rambam is right. He always said, the Rambam is right, and the Rabbit is wrong. Always, the Rambam is always. So we accept the Shita, what the Rabbein and the Sanal said. That's what's quoted in Yerudeya, that if he's going to be Machshech Halatchum. Yeah. So Aninus, you're also the Bas of a Yayin, because we're afraid he's going to get so involved in the Bas of a Yayin, he's not going to be Metapel and Nikvur. So Tosis has a Shaila. Tosis has a Shaila. Adam Shemeis Bebeis Asur. A Jew was imprisoned by the Goyim, and he died. V'ein Hamoshel Menichal LeKovro. And the government doesn't allow you to bury him. You're going to have to negotiate. It may take weeks till you negotiate, offer them money, bribe them with money, and so on. But now he can't say he's not allowed to do mitzvahs because he's metapel and nikvur. It's not shach to me, metapel and nikvur. There's nothing you can do today. Nothing you can do. It's going to take a while. So Taisa says that there is no din of aninus in such a case. It's not also be basa v'yayin. The isa basa v'yayin doesn't depend on misha mesimut alafanav. The Gemara has a machlekes Rav Papa and Rav Ashi. So Tosis assumes we pass like a Rashi. That's about 11, 12 lines from the top of Yud Ches Amud Aleph. The line right before, right above where it says Bereshis Chav Gimel. So the line before starts Ravashi Yomer. Ravashi disagrees with Rapope. Kevishim Mutal Olav Lekavra. That's called Mutal Lefan of Domish and Emra. Yakam Avram Yalpine Meso. Vekbar Meso Mil Lefanai. Calls Manchim Mutal Olav Lekavra. Kamutal Lefan of Domish. That's what it means. Misha Meso Mutal Lefan of Doesn't mean the Meso is in front of him. It's Lamal Velamur whether the Meso is in front of him or not. If it's Mutal Olav Lekavra, then it's called Misha Meso Mutal Lefan. So they say Rabbi Natan's sister died. He was in a different city. And Tosis writes on the last line, and the Tosis says, even if he would have lived in the same city, he would be mutar b'basar b'yayin, because he said his sister was married, and the husband is mechuyav, that's one of the shibudik suba, the husband is mechuyav to take care of the kvura. So Rabbi Natan was a brother, he's not mechuyav. So Rabbi Natan held, whenever you're not mechuyav, the chayvus hakvura is not mutal on you, so then it's mutar b'basar b'yayin. He's a boss of the Yannis because we're afraid he's going to get involved, so he's going to get so involved in eating and drinking, is going to be mezalzel in the kvuras ames. Yeah, it doesn't necessarily follow that about mitzvahs, the two different dinim. One din mishemesa oinin, one din is mishemesa mutalafonim during aninus, also the boss of the Yain. The other din is also lasas mitzvah, mishem kvodush ames. The two versions, mishem kvodush ames, mishainlo, mishisa masoi. So that's the Shaila. Maybe even the Rabbi Natan, the Rashba talks about that. Even though the Rabbi Natan felt that he's Mutar B'Basar B'Yayin, but it could well be that this he would agree, that he's also to do mitzvahs till after the Kvura. Could be that they don't go hand in hand. So Tosis says, by the fellow who died in the Beis Asurim, he can't say mutol al akroivim lekovra. Nothing you can do now. We're going to have to negotiate. We're going to have to send shtadlonim. But he can't say he's also b'basar v'yayin now. Does he start the avelus right away? So Tosis quotes from Maseches Mochas Abrais, and it's Yashu milekovra. Let's say they're looking. They know that a person died. And they're trying to find the body, and the FBI gave up. They're looking, the Coast Guard, the Navy, the Army, whatever. They gave up. So as soon as they give up, the Kvura begins, the Avelus begins after the Gemar HaKvura, from Stimus HaGolo. There's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in the beginning of Ksubas. What does it mean, Stimus HaGolo? The Rashi learns Stimus HaGolo is when you put the lid on the coffin. The Golo B'Doifik are the walls of the coffin and the lid on top. So when you put the body, the dead body in a coffin, even before the kvura, the shiva begins right away. So we don't follow Rashi, we follow Tosfos. Tosfos says, Stimus HaGolo means the gemar ha-kvura. And the goylo v'doifek, the goylo is a round stone that they used to roll to close off the cave. They used to bury in man-made caves. They weren't men ha-shamayim. They weren't natural caves. They used to make man-made caves. Kuchen. They used to dig out different shelves, and you have to have six tvachim of offer in between one mace and the other. So each mace has three tvachim offer above and below, and on all the four sides, northeast, southwest, and the ma'ala and the mata. You need three tvachim. So if you have two different levels, so you can have two mace and one on top of the other, and you have to have six tvachim, it says in Shulchan Aruch, based on prices and Maseches Mos, you have to have six tvachim of offer in between one mace and the other mace. So if you know that a person, you know for sure the person is dead, so the Avelus begins at the Gemar HaKvura. What if you know the person is dead, and the FBI and the Coast Guard, they're looking for the body, and they gave up up there, looking, a couple of days, they can't find it. So once it's in Siyasha Milakov, once they give up hope, that's like considered like the Gemar HaHishtadlus in the Kvura. Or let's say they're going to bury the person in Eretz Yisrael. So they lived in Bavel, the Amoraim lived in Bavel, and then they would take a body to Eretz Yisrael. So goodbye. Once they took off the body to Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says, Mechader Avula, Mechader Mibay Avula. When the people traveling to Eretz Yisrael went on their way, and the Oval stays behind, so that's the Gemar HaHishtatfus and the Kvura that he's going to have. So as far as he's concerned, that's finished already. He finished his ishtatfus and the kvuras ha-mesa. That's the gemar, hisaskus and the kvura. If the kvura is going to be on the outskirts of the city, so then the shach writes in Yeridei and then the kudus ha-kesef, where he disagrees with the taz, he says the Oba can always change his mind. Let's say the Oba decides he's going to stay home. He's not going to follow the funeral procession to the outskirts of the city. So he says he can always change his mind and chase after them. I don't know, today, if it's already 10, 15 minutes, I don't know if we'll be able to make it to chase after them, because they go by car. But in the days of the Gemara, that they're not going by car, they're going on a horse and a wagon or something. A horse and a wagon, they're schlepping, so the Oba can chase after them and catch up with them. So the Shach says, whenever the Kvur is taking place on the outskirts of the city, so the Avelus doesn't begin till the Gemar HaKvur. You don't say, Mechader Apai HaMibe Avula. You don't say, once the Chevek Kadisha took the mace and the oval stays behind, he begins already the Shiva. That's not the Gemar HaKvur, because he can change his mind and chase after them. But if they gave the mace to the airplane, and they're going to put him in the cargo section of the plane, and he doesn't have a ticket, he can't get a ticket at the last minute. It's too late. So then, when the oval decides he's staying behind in New York, and they're going to take the mace to a distant country to bury him, not only Eretz, bury him in Europe or wherever, to bury him somewhere else. So then the Avela begins, the Shiva begins right away, because that's the Gemar HaHisaskus and the Kvuras HaMeis. So that's what Tosafot quotes, the Baraisa Masechus Mochus Perek Sheni. It says, Nisyasha Baila Milakovra, Mesabim Olav right away. You begin the Shiva right away. But if Meis Bebeso Asurim, Tosafot says, you don't begin the Shiva right away. You know that there is going to be a Kvura. You're going to have to negotiate. You can't say that he's Oisik in the Kvura. Now he can't be Oisik in the Kvura now. It's not sure he's going to have to handle with the government. So there's no Aninus and there's no Avelus either. Yeah, I remember years ago there was a grave digger strike. And I think it was going on for 2 weeks. So there was a Shaila, is there? They're going to bury all the Mason. The only thing is they were striking for higher wages. So there was going to be a Kvura. See, you don't begin Shiva right away. But there was no Aninus. There was nothing you can do. Stand on your head, you can't. They had a union, and they didn't let anybody else, he couldn't break the union lines. They didn't let anybody else bury any mason in the cemetery either. So it's like Tyson says by the Beis HaSurim. If the fellow's in Beis HaSurim, there's no Aninus, because there's nothing you can do about Kvura. And there's no Avelus till later. You don't say the Avelus begins. If the FBI gives up hope, the Coast Guard gives up hope, they're not going to find the mace. So then Avelus begins right away. But if you have all these bodies and they're all in their freezers, there's no aninus and there's no avelus. There's neither. There's no aninus and there's no avelus. Yeah. Okay. We'll leave that tomorrow. We will start a cheerful topic. Okay. Unfortunately, it comes up. Yeah.
The Kachin and Masachini would be the din in that city. The same thing that Ross Aninus wouldn't apply without the Kachin and Masachini also?
No, Kozman, there's no Kvura. Which one? By the strike or the Beis HaSurim?
Beis HaSurim.
Yeah. He would be in it. He would have left the Kvura, yeah. Right. The left of the Kvura.
And the strike?
Aninus, mine.